Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
If your shirt comes off on a first date, either things are going really well, or they've somehow gone really, really wrong. And you're tying your clothes together to form some sort of makeshift rope in order to escape.
You had to do that?
I've lost so many V-necks that way.
Wow.
Constantly having to buy new ones.
But very strong fabric, I'm assuming.
Yes, very stretchy.
Able to climb down them.
And one of our listeners had his shirt come off mid-date. His name's Chris. We're going to find out if it was a good thing or a bad thing in just a second. But first, let's say hi to him. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, shirt on right now or shirt off?
Shirt on.
Pants off.
Less interested in this call already, Chris.
I can take it off. I can take it off right now.
Okay, sure.
That a boy.
If you want to do that, go ahead. And while that happens, tell us about the girl you want us to call. What's her name?
Avery.
Okay.
Avery.
Oh, I like that name.
All right, how'd you meet Avery?
Through the usual, the Tinder app. Yeah, and we bonded over Star Wars.
That's cool.
Nice.
What were your expectations of the date?
I usually don't really have too many expectations. I just want to get to know the girl and just get to chat with her.
Okay.
My expectations every date is we're going to get married and fall in love. That's my hope.
Yeah, no, I'm the opposite of that.
You're chill. You're way more chill.
Just like if we talk a little bit, then it's a success.
That's good, though. It's like low pressure, right?
Yeah.
That is good. You know?
So what did you and Avery end up doing?
Well, I'm boring. I don't know what to do. I take the girl to a bar or something, but this time I was like, I'm going to do something different. And so I took her to a beer garden instead.
Very different from a bar.
It's an alcohol garden.
Yeah.
Rather than a bar stool.
It's outside, usually, sometimes under a tent.
Wow.
Kidding aside, though, that is fun because you're still drinking. And like Brooke said, you're probably outside. You're probably at an event or somewhere fun.
This is what Jose considers nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a hike for me.
So what was it like?
It was fun.
Cool.
We kind of just talked about stuff that was on our Tinder profiles, and she's actually a professional massage therapist.
Seriously, this better work out because I need somebody right now.
Yeah, you have been talking about intense.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, that was like one of the things that really attracted me about her. I was like, oh wow, that's really hot. But I asked her how many dudes ask her if they can get a massage, and I told her I'm not gonna ask you that, and that made her laugh. And she said she actually might. She told me that if I make her laugh again, then we'll see how the night goes.
So just got on Google and started looking up jokes at that point.
Puts on a full clown outfit. Yeah.
Worth it for a free massage.
What did you do?
Yeah. No, I was telling her I was like a bad boy and that like I jaywalk all the time.
No.
Nice. All right. That's good.
So she was laughing more.
Yeah.
She was laughing. She was doing the "you're pathetic, but I'll laugh with you."
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Was that a highlight or a low light?
It's a highlight. Anytime a woman laughs at me or with me, it's a highlight.
Okay. You don't care.
Pathetic pity laugh? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Still right. Laugh. Yeah. Alexis in his book.
No, she was into it.
Nice.
And then she kind of like abruptly said that she needed to go home and walk her dog.
Abruptly, you said.
Walk her dog.
Maybe the jaywalk joke was not a good idea.
Yeah, that's where I thought for a second. I thought, oh, did I do something wrong? Is it over? And then she was like, but if you want to come with me.
Oh good.
So I came with her. And then when we got there, like, once you open the door, like, literally in your view is the massage bed chair thing.
Oh, she had the table set up?
I guess apparently she had a client over earlier that day and she had never put it away. And she was like, well, I told you that you might get one, so you might as well do it.
Score!
Oh, my God. My dreams are coming true for you.
Yeah. I was like, wow. And so, yes, I did what she told me to do. I took off my shirt and I put my face through that little hole pouch that they have.
Yeah.
Right. That's when the shirt came off. Got it.
Yeah. And then she started giving me a really, really good massage. She's worth the money that whoever pays her is worth.
Good.
Man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, when a massage is happening, that's usually leading to something a little bit more.
I was trying to read that with my male brain. You know, it's always like, is it? And it wasn't.
Well, because
it's weird how I understood exactly what he said. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I didn't. I thought you were glitching.
I know.
I had no idea.
But the thing is, I mean, she's a professional massage therapist. I mean, this feels like work to her. This doesn't feel like sexy time to her.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Right. I think I've watched too much internet videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So nothing happened during the massage. How did the date end?
It was great. I told her I might have to hire her. She laughed again. It was nice. And then we walked her little shih tzu and she gave me a hug goodbye. And that was it. And that was fine. I felt like the vibe was fine. But then, you know, I tried to see her ever since and she hasn't responded.
God, it sounds like such a good date, too.
Yeah. Is there anything that you think maybe could have caused her to be scared away? Like, did you do anything that was weird?
So I'm an avid listener of you guys, and I've heard these calls where they're like, they do something creepy, but I swear to you, I can't remember a single thing that I could have done that made her just go 360 on me.
See, normally I'd
360,
say
you'd end up right in 180.
You're not a mathematician.
180. I'm not good with math.
Yeah.
Normally I would say, like, a massage, which embarrassing things happen. Sometimes people relax too much and they pass gas or they fall asleep or something pops up.
Never
but like I said, like Brooke had said, she's a professional.
She's a professional. She's seen it all. She doesn't care.
Yeah, if you did pop, you know, something happened, arousal, I still think she would have handled that well.
Yeah,
right?
You said that the shirt was the only thing that came off on the massage table, right?
Yeah.
Nothing else came off?
No.
And you never even flipped over onto your back then, I'm assuming.
I flipped over, but it was fine. Like,
That's all you
we don't
say.
Need more details.
Yeah.
So, well, that's all
right, we're gonna play a song. We'll come back. We're gonna call Avery for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. Hold on.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Before we make this phone call for the second date update, let's all relax our shoulders.
Oh, okay.
Breathe in the good energy. Breathe out the bad. And channel positive vibes for a successful second date update.
That's nice.
I'm not at peace in here.
Nice.
Sorry.
It's a little too nice. Potato salad. Think of potato salad.
Something's happening.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball.
No, not appropriate.
Retainers. Life insurance. Okay.
Now I'm getting excited.
Okay. Well, just cut the music. Cut the music off. Okay.
Can men not do anything
we can't.
Without,
when
my
we,
God.
When we're fully relaxed, we get excited. Yeah,
then everything should be relaxed.
If you're just joining us, one of our listeners, Chris, needed help getting a second date update because he got a massage on his first date after grabbing drinks with a woman named Avery, who is a professional masseuse.
Yeah, professional.
Now, I think we go by massage therapist now.
Massage therapist, yeah,
really?
Excuse me.
You know. Good to know.
After that, he did get a hug, but has been having trouble getting back in touch with Avery, so we're going to reach out for him and try to help him out and see if he can get another date.
I mean, technically, he got a hug and a rub down.
Or at least we can get an appointment.
Yeah.
Now, that's important.
Ever since I did the breathing exercises, Chris has been very quiet on the other end. Chris, are you okay?
So you're also thinking about life insurance. What is going on?
We're dudes. We can't help it.
Oh, my God. Chris, I mean, I hope this turns out for you. It sounds like you made a real honest connection with this woman.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm kind of nervous. Like, I really did. And I told you guys earlier, you know, that I'm a go-with-the-flow kind of guy, but she really got me in my head.
That's awesome. Really good. I think this will turn out good. Yeah.
I'm optimistic that we are actually going to be able to make this a success for you as long as nobody in this room screws it up. All right, so here we go. I'm going to dial the phone number. We're going to call Avery and get your second date update. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do this.
Hello.
Hey, is this Avery?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay. What are you guys doing calling me?
We're doing one of our segments called the Second Date Update. If you're not familiar with that, that's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show to reach out to them for you and help you figure out the reason why.
Okay, which guy? How'd you guys pull this?
Oh, look at you,
I like that we have options. Mm-hmm. Avery, good on you.
We are calling on behalf of one of our listeners who you went out with. His name's Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He seemed like a super chill dude.
I mean, he was chill. And it's not necessarily that there's anything wrong. It's just that there was like this weird thing that came up, and I'm just not sure how I feel about it.
That's a funny choice.
Yeah, I don't like how you phrase that. But
yeah, I want to say I told you so. But.
Yeah. But here's the thing. We spoke with Chris already, and he told us about your date. It sounded, from our end, like things went really well.
Yeah.
He told us about going to the beer garden, going back to your place to walk your dog, and also that you offered him a massage on your massage table.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was all good from his perspective, and he's just hoping to get a little bit of clarification on what went wrong.
I mean, it's not even necessarily that anything went wrong, per se, because I had a nice time. I just, you know, once we got to the massage part of things and clothes started coming off, it just, it's sort of like this big thing was just staring at me, and I just,
isn't necessarily bad. Wow. That's true.
I mean, is it what everybody thinks it is?
No, it's not even the good thing.
What's the big bad thing?
Yeah, that's disappointing. The good thing.
What happened is I asked him to take off his beanie, and that's where things just start tanking really quickly and getting very weird because he's got a shaved head, no problem, but on the back of his head, he's got a tattoo of his face.
What?
No. Like his face is tattooed on the back of his head?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to picture this now. He's laying face down on your massage table. You remove the beanie, and then staring back at you from the back of his head is his own smaller version of his face.
Yeah, and it feels like whenever your mom is like, I've got eyes in the back of my head, so I'm always watching.
No. Oh, I'm getting like visions of Lord Voldemort from the Harry Potter series where Voldemort's on the back of the guy's head.
See, I was thinking Steve-O.
Did you ask him about it?
I didn't. I didn't think that it would be polite.
Hmm. All right, and so that's the reason that you're weirded out by him, because of his tattoo on the back of his head.
Yeah, Avery's second face.
Yes, his little mini-me.
All right. That's really interesting, because when we spoke to Chris, he didn't tell us about that.
And he swore that there was nothing that he left out of the story.
Well,
do you remember? He's like, oh, people always come on your show and say that there's something creepy they don't know about.
But nothing weird happened. He just has a tattoo. He didn't, like,
of his
say
face.
Anything.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But come on, if you have a tattoo, I'm not going to be like, hey, just before I take my shirt off, I have my mom on my shoulder. Yeah. I got a heart on my butt. You know, you don't tell people. You just
If it's your own self-portrait, I think you need to give a heads up.
Well, let's... Let's just ask Chris about it. Chris, why didn't you say anything, man?
I'm sorry, guys.
He's laughing. Oh my god.
He's been listening the whole time?
Yeah, Avery, I should have mentioned to you earlier. Chris has actually been on the other side of this phone call quietly listening in.
On the back end.
On both ends of this call.
Okay, guys, to be fair, I honestly forgot that I had that. I would get it removed if I even remembered about it.
What?
How do you forget you have your own face tattooed on the back of your head?
Well, if he's had it forever.
Yeah, I've had it for 5 years now. And if you guys want to know the story, I can show you guys.
I don't know. Avery, do you?
Yeah. Avery needs to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I would like to know, actually.
Okay, so I used to be a school bus driver. And I don't know if you guys ever been in a school bus. But they're terrible to bus drivers. Like
the kids.
Yeah, the kids. They throw stuff at you. They say things. They don't listen. And I got really annoyed and fed up. And I thought it would be funny if I got like a little tattoo version of my face to be like, I see you.
It's not a a bad idea. I mean, like, I rode a bus in school, and there's no way I'd mess with a bus driver that had a tattoo of himself on his head.
That's true.
Like, yeah, that would be scary to me.
And, you know, I was drunk with my cousin.
Oh.
What?
Here's the real story, guys.
Yeah. I like that we just stuck with the first version.
Yeah, it kind of made sense for a minute.
Let's let this
I was drunk with my cousin.
All right, yeah, we're not even going to get into that. Avery, what do you think?
You could have said that.
Just focus on the school bus driver part of that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm glad to know, instead of being a serial killer, that you were just a hard school bus driver.
Yes.
Well, he didn't say he's not a killer.
He told you he was a bad boy on the date. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But, like, so if you take the tattoo out of the equation, it sounded like you guys were getting along really well that night.
I mean, I think everything before that was going pretty well.
I think it's an easy solution, too, because he can grow his hair out and you won't see it, or he can grow, like, a beard on the back of his head his little face on the back of his head.
He can shave a beard into his hair.
Nice, right?
That's possible. I mean, Avery...
Or if things go really well, I could make a tattoo into her. I'm just kidding.
Oh! Yeah.
I don't think now's the time to joke about that, Avery.
Creepy. Just remove it at that point.
Chris said he might be willing to get the tattoo completely removed.
Yeah.
Is that true, Chris?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I mean, a cover-up would be an option as well.
A cool cover-up.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Or just growing your hair out, like Jose said.
Yeah, you can just grow it out. Or...
Yeah, for sure. Avery, I would grow my hair out. I would put a ponytail on. I would have two hats, three hats on. I don't care.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Now that is a promise.
Yeah. So he's laid it all out for you, Avery. What do you say? One more date with Chris, and we'll pay for it.
Why not?
Yeah! Why not? That means yes.
Chris, congratulations. It sounds like you got another date, man.
Yay.
Thank you. I'm stoked.
All right. Now put the little face on the phone. I want to talk to him for a second. Congrats, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh. You did it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, he has an accent.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.